Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starling.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us. You're listening to the Small Business Network, and you're about to listen to our good friend Giovanni Coratolo, Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a member of our Brain Trust, and our good friend Giovanni, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. You know, Giovanni, even if you weren't a really smart guy, even if you weren't a really cool guy, I would still invite you back on the show. You know why?
Why is that?
I like saying your name.
Ah, well, thank you.
I love your name. I think I may have said this before. I'm thinking about changing my name to something that sounds like Giovanni Coratolo. I like that.
Well, I thank you very much, and certainly it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
It's good to have you back. So the election's over, and the Republicans won the White House back, and they've made a little more progress in the House and the Senate, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a very unique situation for small business. And I like to think of our administration and Congress as pro-small business and pro-business. And it's moved a little bit further in that direction, Jim. And we have a very narrow window to work within to really capitalize on these gains.
You know, Giovanni, Jack Welch, the former head of GE, wrote an op-ed in the Journal, the Wall Street Journal, a couple of weeks ago, and he identified five things that the next president needs to be able to do, and one of them, I think, the last one was this, and of course you would expect him to say this, him being a captain of industry, so to speak, but I think he's right about this. He said the next president has to like business.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have an anemic job growth, and we need to start stimulating jobs. I think he did a terrific move with the tax cuts, and we're seeing the effects of that in the previous 4 years. And we have to really move forward with that theme, and certainly small business is where it's going to be developed.
Well, absolutely. And the small business community were significantly helped by the tax cuts.
Oh, absolutely.
That we received.
Absolutely.
And consequently, and since small businesses create over half of the U.S.'s almost $11 trillion economy, anything that you do along those lines not only helps small business, but it helps half of the economy.
Absolutely.
And even, you know, Giovanni, I've even heard some liberal economists and thought leaders admit that those tax cuts did turn the economy around.
Well, they came at a perfect time because they came right before we bottomed in the recession. And certainly without that stimulus into the economy, we would have had a deeper, much broader recession. And I think all economists agree on that.
Right. What about going ahead? What do you think we're looking at going ahead?
Well, you know, it's again, I must emphasize, it's not time for small businesses to kind of sit back and say, oh, we won great victories in this last election, and therefore we can be apathetic, because now is not the time to be apathetic if you're a small business owner. You still have to play a very real part in making sure that we get victories in Congress. We have a very short window. Before you know it, we'll be involved in the 2006 midterm elections. Mm-hmm. So you're really looking at about 1 year window of opportunity, and this administration is going to go fast and quick.
And what you're talking about, when you're talking about the next cycle, you're talking about pro-business candidates. You're not talking about Democrats or Republicans, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Talking about people who recognize that the job creator in the United States is the small business sector.
sure. And you have to realize, I think small businesses have to realize, a lot of issues cut across party lines. But what was truly recognized is the fact that business did take an upper hand within this election.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hit the ground running, and if you're part of an organization, you have to be part of that organization and still play. Don't think that just because there was a move forward in these last elections, you can sit on your tuff. What I see happening in this next term very quickly is I see inroads into legal reform. I see inroads into taxes, efforts to make the tax cuts permanent, especially when it comes to small business. I see further inroads when it comes to regulatory reform and red tape. This president is not going to, it's not going to be like the last term when he was elected, where his administration was still getting on its feet within that first year. This is the first time in which we've had a second-term pro-business administration with a administration in place with a pro-business Congress. This is a very unique situation, and it's one that small businesses and small business organizations must capitalize in.
What are some things that we can do to make sure that we capitalize on this, and also we have to, we also with all this power, so to speak, as you're describing, there also comes a great deal of responsibility too, doesn't there?
Oh, sure.
For all of us.
Well, you know, the one thing, small businesses and the business community in general cannot be greedy. We have to look at overall situations, what is good for the economy, what is good in light of our national security. There are a lot of competing factors within any administration, within the government, you know, not just business interests. U.S. Chamber of Commerce is very unique in that situation. We're 96% small business, but we do take into account the big picture. So it's very important for us to move ahead quickly, sure-footedly, but still with that in mind.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, there are many things to be done. I want to talk about this. One of the things I want to talk about is this tort reform mm-hmm. issue that you touched on. Because I think that's something that, you know, a lot of small business owners, research has shown. In fact, we did this, if you remember, when we did the conference in September at the chamber, we found that a lot of your attendees at that conference, one of the things that they were worried about was being sued.
Absolutely.
Not for something that they did wrong, but for a frivolous lawsuit. Because that's really rough on small businesses, especially if it's something that they didn't do. We're going to talk about that, why that's important on a lot of levels, not just against our company, but also medical malpractice, that sort of thing. We're going to get Giovanni to help us with that right after these messages. 20 after, stay with us. He is the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Giovanni Coratolo is with us. He's the Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You guys got a pretty good small business website, too, Giovanni. Tell us about it.
Well, we sure do, Jim. It's www.uschamber.com. We certainly cover all aspects of small business, the nuts and bolts of running a small business advocacy, and everything that you want to know as far as the broad width of small business.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that I know you guys got involved in the election this time was in some of these areas where tort reform is critical, so trying to make an influence on getting tort reform for the United States. The cost of frivolous lawsuits in the United States is enormous, isn't it?
Oh, we did a study through our Institute of Legal Reform, and 68% is borne by small business. 68% of tort costs are borne by small business. And our Institute of Legal Reform really, and that's a subsidiary of the chamber, played an instrumental role in this past election in trying to change the course of lawsuit abuse.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did it turn out?
Well, it was terrific. We found that on a national level, certainly there's only so much you can do in the legislative branch, but we found that we had to drill deeper into these state elections, state and local elections, where a lot of the decisions were made, where the elections to the Supreme Courts in many states were determining the course of tort actions. We were very successful. We provided support in local and state groups and voter education efforts in a series of key states for the Supreme Court, one of which was Illinois, where we had Judge Lloyd Carmile, a pro-legal reform candidate, ascended to the Supreme Court, and that was covered Madison County. That was that famous county where trial bar would, anytime they wanted to sue anybody, they would go to Madison County to get these mm-hmm. huge judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Another area where we were very successful was the race in West Virginia, where Brent Benjamin was elected to a 12-year term. He defeated outgoing Justice Warren McGraw, who was voted in a nonpartisan judicial evaluation institute as one of the worst state Supreme Court justices when it came to restraint and liability.
Mm-hmm.
And these are key. These are just two of the key elections that
and
we
a lot
were,
of people don't realize how important it is to get this done at the grassroots level, not just at the Supreme Court level.
You have to. I mean, it's not.
And my hat's off to you guys for recognizing that and for taking that action.
Well, liability and tort reform start. It really begins in the courts when you have judges that are very pro. They're in line with the trial bar. It's a very difficult hurdle to overtake.
Right. Giovanni, I've got some things on my list to do list that I'd like to throw out and get your thoughts on what you guys are going to do about these things. See if they correspond with yours. I want to get the tax cuts made permanent. I want to get I want to officially and forevermore abolish the estate tax. I want to see association health plans made legal and put into place in the next 4 years for small businesses to be able to buy health insurance through organizations like the Chamber of Commerce and other groups that get together and buy and let small business owners negotiate better deals on health care across state lines. And I would like to see the tort reform, which we've just talked about. But on those other issues, what are you guys going to be working on?
Well, all of the above. I think you've really articulated a lot of what, and obviously you have your pulse to the your hand on the pulse of small business. But a very interesting thing has happening within this election when you talk about association health plans and tort reform. The Health Education Committee in the Senate was previously chaired by Senator Gregg, and he's termed out of that. He certainly did not buy onto the association health plans. He's a very good senator, a very good patriot, but that was one thing we had a tough time convincing him of the merits of association health plans. Senator Enzi will be taking over that committee. And now he hasn't given his hand as far as association health plans. We're very hopeful that this will be an opportunity for that. Also, Senator Enzi has been very proactive on medical malpractice reform.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very hopeful to see that make some gains in the Senate. And we're also hopeful that association health plans will make some efforts.
With Tom Daschle out of the Senate, is that good news for small business?
Well, Tom Daschle, he played a lot of obstructionist areas as far as a lot of issues that went to the Senate. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce played a key role in that election. We put ground troops in. We supported Thune. We came out. We went out on a limb. And obviously, if you lose, you pay the price. But
you guys were a lot more visible this year than you have been in the past, weren't you?
We supported Thune over in that race, and we won in that race. But to say the least, I mean, he obstructed our efforts on the
There were a number of issues that were good ones that he obstructed just because he didn't want the Republicans to get credit for it. Giovanni, right. Give us your website one more time.
www.uschamber.com.
See you next time, Giovanni. Good job today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Stephen Covey. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.